doing that, look at verse 17. The Bible says here, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division." Did you find out? 28 names. He called out 28 names. That's cool. Now let's read verse 17. "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them." Amen. So he just got finished marking 28 people for doing that which is right. Amen. And then he contrasts and he says this: so make sure that you mark them which cause divisions, people who are heretics. Amen. So what is Paul the Apostle saying here? We should mark those who labor, call them out by name, but guess what? We should also call out the names of those who are wrong and heretics. Amen. It's a biblical thing to mark them.
Yeah, right.
And the reason I say this is because people get so mad when you call the names.
Right.
When you mention John MacArthur, when you mention Ray Comfort, right. Pastor Parada, Jack Rodriguez, Jack Treber, you know, all the Jacks. And they get mad about these things. But you know what the Bible says? Mark them.
Amen.
Why? As an example of what not to follow.
Right.
So I'm to take the one who's laboring for Christ and say, hey, I'm marking this guy. Hey, follow him.
Amen.
You know, this guy's legit. You know what I'm doing with Ringo Ayala, Pastor Ringo Ayala? I'm marking him.
Amen.
I'm telling, hey, this guy's legit.
Amen.
Habla español. Se habla español. Se predica en español.
Amen.
He has the right doctrines. He hates homos. He's post-trib. He's replacement. If you want to get some good Spanish preaching, listen to him. I'm marking him.
Amen.
But then I go to the other person and say, hey, stay away from this fool.
Amen.
I'm marking this person as well. Jack Rodriguez, I'm marking him.
Amen.
Lest anyone should go to his church and think that he's a proper gospel preaching pastor. No, he's not.
Amen.
He said, you shouldn't call out the names. He told me to.
Yeah.
Mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. So the reason the Bible says to mark them is so that you would avoid them.
Amen.
Okay? So you don't go near them.
Amen.
So it's a biblical thing. It's biblical to do both. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I like how he contrasted both. Because he spent 16 verses calling out 28 names. And he said, you see what I did? Now you mark them, which caused divisions.
Amen.
Okay? For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. So these are bad people, okay? And look, if you don't like it when I call out the names, I'm doing it for your own good, okay? Because I've heard a lot of preaching back in the day where it was just like, look, I know this one guy. I'm not going to say who it is. And it's just like, oh, I'm like, crap. So how am I supposed to stay away from him? Who is it? You know? It's like, look, I'm just saying. I'm staying away from him. You should too. Who is it? I can't say it. And here's the reason why. Because people are afraid to make enemies.
Yeah.
I ain't scared of none of that.
Amen.
I could care less. I've had enemies my whole life. Ain't nothing new under the sun, amen?
Yeah.
It just comes with the territory. But you know what? Gaining an enemy and warning the flock of God is far greater. Okay, it's better to warn the flock, protect the flock, and get an enemy.
Yep, yep.
And over the last couple of weeks, we got a lot of enemies now.
Amen.
You know, I don't care.
Amen.
Say what you want, as long as the flock is warned.
Yep, right.
That's what I'm concerned about. Okay, and look, I'm not going to just call out random people just to call them out. I'm talking about people who teach heresy.
Yeah.
Okay, these false pastors, you know. And by the way, Paul the Apostle in Philippians chapter 3, we'll read in just a little bit, he talks about how he mentions them often. He repeats it. So he's always called. I mean, Alexander, he was called out like how many times, you know? You know why? Because it needs to be said. So if you ever get tired of me calling out the same name, just show some grace. Because the Bible says that's what I need to do. Lest you should be deceived otherwise into something else. But I'm just marking them. I'm grabbing a marker and I'm just like, stay away from this person.